SBS Radio.
Ang polycystic ovary syndrome ang pangunahing dahilan ng infertility sa mga kababaihan. Ngunit kapag na-diagnose, hindi dapat ito ang maging hadlang tungo sa pagiging ina. Ngayon, ang bagong pandaigdigang patnubay na pinamumunuan ng Australia para sa tamang diagnosis at epektibong paggamot ng kondisyon ay nakahanda na para pagbutihin ang pananaw ng mga kababaihang naapektuhan. Narito ang ulat ni Philippa Carisbrook na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang pagiging isang ina ay mas matamis para kay Eileen and Natalie sa isang pagkakataon, sinabi ng mga doktor sa babaeng ito na mula Melbourne na mahihirapan siyang maging isang ina.
For my husband and I, it's just amazing that we're actually now parents. We look at each other still every day and think, where did this baby come from? We're just so happy.
4 na taon na ang nakakaraan, ang kindergarten na guro ay na-diagnose ng polycystic ovary syndrome o PCOS.
The diagnosis for me came as quite a shock. The main thing was I going to be able to have children, and it was something that sort of made me quite anxious for a couple of years.
Ito ay pagkabahala at pagkabalisa na madalas nararanasan ng mga kababaihang may PCOS. At ito ang ayon sa pinuno ng National Health and Medical Research Council Center for Research Excellence in PCOS na si Profesora Helena T. ang nais na iwaksi o tanggalin.
Some of the most disappointing stories are women who are told that they won't be able to have children, and that's just not true. We know that women with PCOS in Australia with access to good treatment can have the same family size as women who don't have the condition.
Ang sakit ay naaapektuhan ang aabot sa 13% ng non-indigenous na mga kababaihan na nasa edad na ng reproduksyon at 1 sa 3 indigenous na kababaihan. Ang karaniwang katangian ay kinabibilangan ng labis na buhok sa mukha at katawan, hindi regular na menstrual cycle, pagdagdag ng timbang, pagkakaroon ng mga acne, at depresyon. Ngunit ang mga katangiang ito ay hindi laging naririyan. At ayon kay Professor T,
it's a complex condition. Doctors are often not necessarily well informed or confident in making the diagnosis and treatments, and women therefore have a very difficult time being diagnosed.
Ayon kay Lorna Berry mula sa Melbourne, umabot ng 14 na taon bago siya na-diagnose.
Basically had to beg to be diagnosed. The impact was tremendous because it was like this missing piece of puzzle had been slotted in, and I could understand why for many years from being an early teen that I'd been overweight, I'd struggled with weight, I'd had an irregular cycle, I'd had trouble getting pregnant in my 20s when I shouldn't have at all.
Ang mga health analyst mula sa 71 bansa na pinamumunuan ng mga taga Monash University sa Melbourne ay nakabuo ng mga bagong resource para mas mabuting bigyang kaalaman ang mga kababaihan at mga doktor hinggil sa syndrome. Ayon kay Professor T, ang mobile app sa iba't ibang wika na tinatawag na Ask PCOS ay makukuha sa iba't ibang platforms sa maliit na gastos para lamang matustusan ang pag-develop nito.
It's completely evidence-based, gets over the misinformation, it talks about the features, how you might seek a diagnosis, what the treatments are, and it gives them a question prompt list to take to their health professionals and to guide their interaction with their health professionals so that they have a better satisfaction from care.
Ang susing mensahe ay ang sintomas ay maaaring pagalingin at ang diagnosis ay hindi nangangahulugan ng infertility.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.